Here's the Wealth Health Pod blog for Monday, July the 20th, 2009. Today, we're going to talk about the most powerful tool in most people's personal financial toolbox. It's probably not what you think it is, and why that is the case is important to understand. But first, have you ever had one of those days where you just couldn't get everything done you wanted to do? That was the whole second half of my week last week, so my apologies for not being able to write and produce this pod blog Wednesday through Friday of last week. Something had to give, and that something was this post. I'm making every effort this week to get these done every day despite a pretty hectic travel schedule on Wednesday and Thursday. I've taken on doing an 8-hour course through the Paso Robles Recreation Department on financial literacy for kids. We meet every Wednesday morning for 2 hours during the next few weeks. This is the first Money Matters for Kids class, and there's a lot of work getting out the bugs, but you'd be amazed at how much energy and time goes into preparing for a 2-hour weekly class. But financial literacy is a very important subject. It isn't taught in the schools. For most people, it's the blind leading the blind. Parents were never taught the basics of personal finance, and now they have the responsibility to teach these basics to their kids. It's hard enough for a person with my education and experience in how the money game is played to teach this subject. For someone with limited knowledge of the subject matter, to be able to effectively guide young people, even their own children, would seem to be an inefficient proposition at best. Anyway, once I got behind on Wednesday, the rest of the week was shot. Getting back to the financial literacy course I'm teaching to a dozen preteens, the one message that I'd like them to understand is this, and it is the single most important fundamental of personal finance. Are you ready? The most powerful wealth-building tool you have at your disposal is cash flow and your ability to get it under control. That's right. It's not your investments or annuities or insurance products or even having a financial plan, although many of these, and especially the financial plan, are quite powerful tools to have. Nope. The most powerful wealth-building tool you have at your disposal is your ability to make certain that the amount of money coming in is more than the amount of money going out. The average American worker will have $2 to $3 million slip through their fingers in the process of their working years. Even if your savings had a zero rate of return, being able to improve your cash flow by 1% would mean an extra accumulation of $20,000 to $30,000. And incremental savings of 1% are easy. For most people, some simple cash flow management techniques can improve their savings rate by 5% almost immediately, or somewhere between $100,000 and $150,000 over the course of a lifetime. These numbers are for a single worker earning an average of $50,000 per year. If you make more than that as a family, then your savings numbers will be increased accordingly. We are talking some serious money here. If you ask a fiduciary advisor, the common answer to the question of advised savings rate is 10%. If you can save 10% of your income throughout your life, you will always be fine financially, even if you have a really conservative portfolio. It is so simple, most people wonder, well, where's the catch? There is none. 10% savings on top of a conservative rate of return beating inflation by about 4% will net a person enough capital at the end of 40 years to live off their investments for the rest of their lives and live comfortably. When you factor in Social Security or pension benefits, which many people have access to, the numbers work out even better. The folks who sell investment products talk a lot about investment returns and how important these are. What is interesting is that most of the people in financial services, including those in the financial pornography outlets like CNBC and MSNBC, don't talk at all about cash flow management. It's the least sexy of all the financial tools out there. The reason they don't talk about it is they just can't figure out how to make any money with it. Wait, I take that back. If you have, especially those financial gurus, they all seem to have their own cash flow management systems that you can buy. Even more amazing is that most certified financial planner professionals really have very little in the way of cash flow management services. That's partly because most fiduciary advisors are serving wealthier individuals who have already managed to assemble some pretty healthy portfolios. Wealthy clients presumably already know how to save money. That's what got them wealthy in the first place. You see how powerful a tool this cash flow thing is? It is the single most important secret, if you can call it that, of personal finance out there. And it is exactly what we need to be teaching to our kids. Our Wealth Health Pod blog tip of the day, then, is simply this. Make certain you are able to save 10% of every dollar that you earn. There are lots of resources to help you, from Mint.com to QuickBooks to Quicken. Use them. If you want a different framework through which to view your daily expenses, drop me an email and we'll get you connected to a free webinar where we explain our cash flow hydrant, a concept that helped lots of people rethink how they spend their money with no guilt and very little sacrifice. I do look forward to hearing from you.